Miss Viola lived in an old two-story house, maybe 2-3 miles down the creek from Slim's place. You go east on the creek road, see, and then when it curves back to the south, that's her place off to the right. She lived there with her folks and a couple of smart-aleck dogs named Black and Jack. Black was the bigger of the two, and he was, well, black, of course. Jack was smaller, kind of a yellow-brown mutt. Neither one of them showed much class or breeding. First thing that happened when we pulled up in front of the house was that them two dogs came running out to meet us, barking their little heads off. When Slim stepped out, they sniffed his boots and followed him up to the porch. Then, when he went inside, they came loping back to the pickup and started giving me and Drover a hard time. Black said,
"I dare you to get out of that pickup."
And Jack said,
"Yeah, me too. That makes it a double dog dare."
Well, Drover, it appears that we've been challenged. We have no choice but to get out.
Oh, I don't know. Seems to me...
Get out, Drover.
Okay.
We jumped down and faced the mutts. They growled and raised their hair and backed up a few steps. Then Black said,
"You're in big trouble now, fella."
And Jack said,
"Yeah, and you're gonna be sorry, and you'd better not take one more step or you'll really be sorry."
I grinned and took one more step. Behind me, Drover did the same. We waited to see what the mutts would do about it. I knew they wouldn't do anything, see? I mean, I'd run into their kind before, and very seldom did they ever... So it was kind of a surprise when Black stepped forward and barked in my face. Drover, did you see that?
No.
He barked in my face. That means we move into combat alert. Prepare yourself for some violence and bloodshed.
Maybe it was an accident.
Stay behind me and cover the rear. This situation is liable to get nasty before it gets any dirtier. I marched over to Black and went nose to nose. At close range, he appeared to be bigger than I'd thought. That didn't make any difference to me, of course, except that, well, he was a pretty big dog, is all I'm saying. Real big dog. Funny, he hadn't looked that big from a distance. And neither had Jack. They were both big dogs. You barked in my face.
Yeah.
I saw you, so don't try to deny it.
I ain't denying it.
You realize, of course, that I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
If it was a mistake, well, we might consider a formal apology. Black curled his lip and showed his teeth.
It wasn't no mistake. I did it. I'm glad I did it. And if I had it all to do over again, I'd do it all over again.
I see. In that case, I have no choice but to turn this thing over to my assistant. Drover, tell him what happens now. Drover squeaked and his eyes crossed.
Who, me?
Tell him about your karate. Drover's a black belt in dog karate. The last time he got into a fight, he killed 3 dogs and a horse.
I did?
Go ahead, tell him the whole story. They might as well know what they're getting into. It was the biggest mess I ever saw. I mean, the place was just solid with blood and bones. Black and Jack traded glances. Then Black said,
I think you're bluffing.
Yeah, and so do I.
Do ya? All right, let's have a little demonstration. Drover, walk up to the front porch and show them how you break porch pillars in half with one kick.
One kick?
That's right, just one. Of course, you guys need to understand that the whole porch is liable to fall down. If that's okay...
Wait a minute.
That was Black. He wasn't grinning anymore.
It ain't okay to knock the porch down. We might get in trouble with the folks.
That's your problem. If Drover shows his stuff, something's gonna be destroyed. There's no way around it. They went into a huddle, and while they whispered, I threw a glance towards the house. Slim and the young lady had come out on the porch and were talking to Viola's parents. I sure wished they'd hurry. This deal showed signs of getting out of hand. I guess Drover was feeling insecure.
Hank, I hate to tell you this. I know you'll be disappointed, but I don't think I can do all those things you said. And I don't remember killing 3 dogs and a horse.
Shh, of course you don't. Can't you see what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're fixing to get me killed.
I'm running a bluff, stalling for time.
Oh, gee, that's what they said they thought you were doing. How can you run a bluff when everyone knows you're bluffing?
They're not sure, Drover. Can you see the indecision in their eyes?
I see murder in their eyes.
No, that's indecision. Now listen, we've got a bluff going on, and we have to play it out. Just say your lines and try to look mean. And remember, as long as you're bluffing, nothing is real and no one will get hurt.
Just bluff, huh? Well, I guess I can try.
I glanced over towards the porch again, and the next thing I knew, Drover had walked up to Black and whopped him across the nose.
There's for nothing, mister. Now do something and see what happens.
Black and Jack stared at him. In disbelief, I would say, which is pretty much the way I stared at him, too. Black started growling, and Jack started laughing.
He hit you on the nose.
You know what Drover did then? He hit Jack on the nose.
What are you laughing at, smarty pants?
Drover! He looked back at me and grinned.
Am I doing all right, Hank?
Judging from the dark scowls on the faces of the two thugs he just slapped, I calculated that the answer was no. They stood up, rolled their shoulders, and surrounded him. Black spoke first.
You know what happened to the last dog that slapped me?
No, what happened to him?
He spent 3 weeks in the vet clinic.
Oh, you're just bluffing. You can't fool me.
Drover! At last, I caught his eye and shook my head. I had to let him know that those guys weren't bluffing. It didn't work. The silly grin remained. At that moment, Black and Jack tuned up and started growling. And fellers, I'm talking about the real thing. They sounded like a couple of semi-trucks going up a long hill. At last, the awful truth began to penetrate Drover's tiny brain. His grin slipped a few notches. He turned his eyes on Black's big white teeth.
Nothing's real when you're...
He looked at me.
Hank, are you sure they're bluffing?
I gave my head a shake.
Oh my gosh, that means that
I gave my head a nod. And right then, before my eyes, Drover fainted the little. I could have wrung his... Black and Jack lifted their eyes to me. Black flashed a wicked grin.
Karate, huh? Tears down porches, huh?
Well, Drover has a heart condition, see, and sometimes... They were moving towards me. Now, hold on, guys. I'm sure we can talk this. Tell you what, if you'd like to... I think what we have here is a simple breakdown, and... They jumped into the middle of me, and the wreck was on. You know what? Those were two of the biggest dogs I'd ever seen in my entire life. And you talk about bite and scratch and kick. Holy smokes, they were in the process of taking me apart, piece by piece and leg by leg, when all at once Slim and Miss Viola came rushing out. He grabbed Black and she grabbed Jack, and they pulled him off. Miss Viola was pretty well steamed up.
Jackie, you naughty dog, what in the world do you think you're doing? And Blackie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It was then that she saw Mr. Faint When You Need Him Most lying in the middle of the driveway. She gave a cry,
ooh,
and ran to him and gathered him up in her arms. As though by magic, he let out a groan.
Oh, my leg!
Miss Viola marched over to her two dogs. By this time, they were sitting beside the yard gate with their heads hung low and their tails tapping the ground.
You big bully, see what you've done? Beating up Slim's poor little white dog, and there here is our guest. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, Miss Viola laid down some pretty stern messages to her dogs. Her folks had come down to the porch by this time, and they were shaking their heads and making apologies to Slim. While they were busy with that, I decided this would be a good time for me to even the score and put the whole thing into its proper prospectus. I walked over to the gate, lifted my leg, and blasted the gatepost. Pretty slick maneuver, if you ask me. See, Blackie and Jackie couldn't... Only problem was that Slim eased around and booted me in the ribs. Didn't make any sense to me. I mean, I was making points for our side, right? Nevertheless, he booted me in the ribs. Hurt, too, and said, Hank, get in the pickup. Well, to wrap this thing up, I loaded myself into the back of the pickup while Slim opened the door for Miss Viola. Mr. Half-Stepper got to ride up front, of course, and Miss Viola fussed over him all the way back to Slim's place. But the important point to remember in all this is that I had protected the reputation of our ranch and had scored points against a dangerous adversary. Did Slim appreciate any of this? I'm not sure that he did, because as he was opening his door to get in, he looked back at me and said, "I ain't ever taking you on a date with me again, dog." Makes you wonder, don't it?